Good evening, Grace Harbor. It's Dan. How are you? How is your day? My day was fantastic. Can I tell you that I'm still buzzing with excitement over the launch of this little podcast? I have no idea how many people are listening today. It may just be you. But you know what? Even if it is just you and your family, that's enough. Because this podcast is for you. And just about everything in life seems to start small, doesn't it? The biggest tree in the Grace Harbor Pine Preserve started as a tiny seed inside of a pine cone. Do you remember our question from this morning? It was, what is something you're really looking forward to today? Do you remember your answer? Take a moment as a family and remind each other what you were looking forward to. Now, if you recall, the thing I was looking forward to was celebrating the start of the podcast with a chocolate chip cookie milkshake. And even though it is quite chilly outside today, it's my favorite treat in town, and it was delicious. Did the thing you were looking forward to happen? Did you see your best friend? Did you eat that special lunch? Did you get to do that fun activity after school? My guess is that for a lot of you, the thing you were looking forward to did happen, and I hope it was everything you were dreaming of. In fact, sometimes things turn out even better than we expect, and that's definitely a reason to celebrate. Don't just let the moment pass you by like it was some normal day. When good things happen, let's call them out. Let's high five. Let's be grateful. But I also know that sometimes days don't always go the way we planned. Maybe our friend was sick and missed school. We opened our lunchbox and it wasn't what we were expecting. Or it was raining and the trip to the park was canceled. What a bummer, right? Or sometimes the thing we were looking forward to did happen, but it didn't end up being as good as we hoped. Our best friend was at school, but we got into an argument. The lunch just tasted a bit off. Or you went to the park and you weren't feeling it. That's a bummer too, isn't it? And you know what? It's okay to be bummed if all our hopes from this morning didn't come true. One of the most important things we'll learn over time as we practice these disciplines together is that they aren't a way to make life go the way we want. We can't force other people to do what we want. We can't control things like the weather. And especially for the kids listening, there are days when your schedule, your family schedule, it's going to be something that the adults in your life put together for you. But one of the reasons we think about our day ahead of time is that it helps us be intentional. Do you remember what intention means? We said this morning that intention is thinking about how we want to do things, not just what we're going to do. And when we do that, we can learn and grow even when things don't go our way. I know a lot of you love school. I also know there are probably some of you who really enjoyed being off for Thanksgiving last week. And waking up for school these last couple of weeks before Christmas break, that is not your idea of fun. But this morning, you identified something to look forward to, no matter how excited for the day you were or were not. And you want to know something cool? The thing you were most looking forward to tells you a little bit about yourself. The things we get excited about, they're like clues to who we are and what matters to us. For me, the fact that I wanted to celebrate getting just one podcast out into the world must mean I think our time together is going to end up being really important. Take a moment now, as a family, to share what you could learn about each other from the things you were looking forward to. And again, adults, why don't you go first? You can share what you learned about yourself or about someone else in your family. If you need more time, you can pause the podcast and I'll be right here when you get back. I hope you all had an answer to share. Because learning something about ourselves helps us get better at loving ourselves and one another. Okay, before we say goodnight, let's close by thinking of one thing we can be grateful for. You don't need to share it out loud, but think of something you want to say thank you to God for. It could be something simple like, thank you that tasty milkshakes exist. Or something personal like, thank you for my family who's with me right now. Or you could go super general like my daughter likes to do and say, thank you for the world and everything you made. Once you have something in mind that you're grateful for, go ahead and say a quiet thank you to God in your heart. Let's pray together. If you want to, you can close your eyes or fold your hands. Dear God, we thank you for this day and for all of your blessings. We thank you for the things we were looking forward to, whether they happened or not, because they teach us a little bit about the person you made us to be. We pray that you would give us a good night's sleep so that we can wake up tomorrow rested and refreshed and excited for a brand new day. Amen. All right. Good night, Grace Harbor. I'll talk to you in the morning.